Hey, this is episode 108 of Ron's Update. It's about 9, going on 10 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, the 30th of July. And I'm down in my kitchen making some coffee for tomorrow morning, setting up the recorder.
I actually believe that's a coffee pot you're working on, not a recorder.
So that it will start at 4:45. So when they get up, the coffee will be ready. I wanted to go over last week was a crummy week for running for me. I don't know what happened. Things just got in the way. Most of the week, I mean, I got in a total of 10 miles altogether, 2 of it walking and 8 of it running, but my training schedule had 2 runs that I totally missed, and I missed a 9-miler on Sunday, and I missed a 5-miler on Thursday. I ended up running 2 4-milers during the week. And I guess that's better than nothing at all, but I just felt like that training week was shot. So I started out this week. This week I have basically 3 5-mile runs and a 10-miler for the week. One slow 5-miler on Tuesday, which I've already run. 5-miler that has 3 1-mile runs in the middle of it that is an interval workout, and that's supposed to be on Thursday. This is Wednesday, and I did it today instead of tomorrow because I've had a tendency on Thursdays, the days I'm supposed to run, something always happens and it ends up late in the afternoon when I get home, and then I'm not in the mood to run, so I end up skipping it, and that's what happened last week, that one run. So I decided I would go ahead and get it in, and then tomorrow, if I do get to run, I can just pretty much run whatever I want to. And then on Saturday, I've got another 5-miler scheduled, an easy 5-miler, and then Sunday, of course, the 10-mile long run. So hopefully I can stick with my schedule this week. We'll see. I have confidence. It seems like when I do get consistent, then I feel a whole lot better about having a training schedule. And so this week I'm feeling pretty good about it. Last week I was down. I mean, down only because I ended up skipping runs I didn't want to. I mean, it wasn't down that I wasn't in the mood to run. It just, time ran out. And I hate for, you know, that to happen where I run out of time to run, and then I'm just not in the mood later on because I didn't want to run in the dark in the evening, you know. So I just skipped it. I'm running water in the pot here so I can pour it in the coffee maker and then set the thing for in the morning. Today turned out to be yesterday and today, both days were excellent days for running because the humidity seemed to be super low and the temperature wasn't that high either. I mean, this morning when I got up, the temperature was something like 56 degrees, and we're talking on July 30th. You know, and I mean, it did get up into the 80s later on in the day, but it was just yesterday and today in the morning. Both days it seemed like fall mornings, you know. And when I ran, I didn't run early. I ran probably around noontime, but still it was not super hot, just really a comfortable day. And I got in my run. Yesterday was a really good slow run, and today, you know, it wasn't that much faster, but the 3 1-mile pickups were faster, and they were probably, I think the first one was like 11:10, in that range. They were in the low 11s, but that's with running a minute and a half and walking 30 seconds, and that's not a straight run. So I thought that that was okay. Being 72, I don't do a whole lot of just flat out running anymore. I've kind of tapered off. Run, walk, that's my motto. Galloway's a run, walk for almost everything. When I get in a 5K race, that's a little different, but just the daily training and all that stuff, I just kind of chug along. So today, when it was a 5 mile, I think it was five and a quarter total, but the first mile, I did a 30-30, run 30, walk 30, warm up, and then when that mile was up, I switched to running a minute and a half and walking 30 seconds. And, like I said, I averaged 11-something per mile doing that. And then I had a 2-minute walk in between those 1-mile runs. And then I had a mile cool down, 30-second run, 30-second walk. So I think the 5 1/4 total time was like an hour and 5 minutes and 36 seconds or something, which is relatively slow, but it seems to work out good for me, and I felt good. And Saturday just going to be a easy 5 miles, no whatever, you know. And then Sunday, when I do my 10-miler, I'll do a 30-second run, 30-second walk all the way through for 10 miles. I'll probably do 2 loops of the inside loop at Stone Mountain. That's the easiest, unless I run out 5 and turn around. But, I mean, the inside loop's 5 miles, so you might as well just run 2 loops, because you're going to be coming around to where you started by the time you get 5 miles in anyway. So this was just a short update to let you know what's been going on. I haven't been very consistent about podcasting, but this particular podcast, when I started it, it was, I think what I say is, brief intermittent updates, and it's pretty intermittent here lately. So I'll try to get better, but don't plan on it. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, I've got a website, losttrailrunner.com. It's got probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages to it. The front page has, I think I've got a YouTube video up in the upper left-hand corner about trail running right now, and then I've got a couple of ads. I think I got a pace band ad and a stick ad on there. If you click on those and purchase either a pace band or a stick, I think I get a little kickback on it. I don't know. And my second page is my WordPress blog. The third and fourth pages are like pages for my podcast, Lost Trail Runner Podcast and Ron's Update, where you can go on there and put a comment on and send it to me. And I think down at the bottom there's a click donation thing, which nobody ever clicks. And then the last page is like an Amazon store page where I pick some things that if you go on that page and order, I'll get a percentage. It won't cost you any more, but I'll get a percentage out of it. And if you click the Amazon logo up in the corner, you see something. If you don't see anything that you want, you know, on my page that I have with various gear on, if you click that logo and you go to the Amazon website, I'll still get a discount if you order something because you've gone through my page. So I'd appreciate it if anybody's, you know, ordering anything from Amazon, go on there to do it. Now, if you're in the UK or someplace like that, I don't know if you're able to do that or not, because you've probably got a different Amazon site altogether. And I really don't know how to, you know, get an Amazon UK page on there. I'll have to check into it. But anyway, just to let you know, I got that website. Go on it, look at it. And if you want to, after you've looked at it, go on to one of the podcast comment pages and write me a note about what you think about it and what I need to change on it, because I'm not a web designer type person. I just put this thing together. I've had it for a while, but I really haven't pushed it or anything. Well, that's it for tonight. I'll finish this thing up and get it out, and we'll talk to you again later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.